Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. We're at the Houston Methodist Training Camp, Training Center, rather, for Texans Training Camp 2025. Day two. It's been a fun one already thus far. Appreciate you hanging with us here on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. You made the mention of it, and it seems like it's continuing to track here, John. It's been a defense day thus far.
Defense, defense, defense. And obviously you always go to the point of, is the defense that good or is the offense struggling? I think it's pretty safe to say the defense is that good. They always have an advantage early on. The defense has not changed from last season. The offense has. And this secondary, boy, whew, if you want an early tease, an early indicator of all the things that we've been talking about in the offseason, I mean, not to say the offense hasn't had its moments, but the defense has had a lot of moments.
Yeah, but I mean, offense has not been without moments.
Right.
A couple of good throws, and I just a second ago, a really nice Jawar Jordan run that he breaks, which is well blocked. I want to make that note. This isn't just Jawar Jordan making a play. Well blocked play off the left side allows him to go. So yeah, no, there's some good things happening on both sides of the football, but definitely leans towards the defense at this stage. Appreciate you rocking with us. We were talking about this yesterday. We got to hear from a lot of the major players. Today we'll get to talk to Azeez Al-Shaair, a major player in his own right. But on the offensive side, the part that gives us a lot of curiosity, the part that we're really intrigued to learn about, and of course CJ Stroud at the helm of it all talked. And so I kind of wanted to get to some of this audio from CJ. And let's start here with cut four, because I thought this was very interesting getting a feel from C.J. Stroud, the play caller for the offense.
Yeah, I mean, this is more of a, quarterback's offense where, you're RDing, you're calling the shots, you're switching protections if you need. And it's really like just me in the center. So that's J-Pat or Juice. Got to have good communication with those guys and, relay to everybody else what's going on. So, Nick is doing a great job teaching us the stats. So is Jerry and Gerard. So, it's a lot more ownership.
Look, man, he wanted it. He's got it. We're watching it happening right in front of our eyes, literally. I did think that this was something that, I enjoy the fact that he is truly embracing this. We talked earlier about on the passing thoughts, how they're going through the progressions, how they're getting more reps, and this is big for C.J. Stroud. And not only that, Reggie, but I think, he doesn't want excuses. He wants that responsibility, and he's got it. I like that in my quarterback.
No, for sure, certainly. In fact, to that point, the second question I wanted to play here was C.J. Stroud being asked, with having more ownership now, does it then grow your role as a leader, or how does it grow your role as a leader?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to grow there. I think every year, as a leadership role, I can learn a little more. I think that gives me another edge where, guys, if you change a player or do something good, guys are okay, we can trust this guy. So that definitely helps leadership.
Again, when you talk and you hear C.J. Stroud, talking about the leadership and the ownership and all that, I just feel like it also speaks, and we try to be careful about bashing on last year. I think it reflects.
Do we?
I think it reflects just the total frustration he had last year. Like it's almost like a breath of fresh air, that you can sense that he's feeling.
No, for sure. I mean, it's an entirely different space, and I think what's kind of interesting to me is how matter-of-factly he's talking about it,
right,
as if to say, like, no, I've gotten comfortable with this. This is the new world order, and this is just how we're operating. And I appreciate that, right? Like, it is no longer novel to him, this space that he's in. He's like, let's go do it. And to that end, now the interesting portion of this is, as he is learning, we see Nick Caserio taking a nice jog off the field in front of our broadcast position. But as C.J. Stroud,
he's got work to do, man.
Is learning this and getting a feel for this, one of the things that we heard was that he was taking a look at like 03 early aughts Tom Brady, because to take a hold of what an early portion early years of working in this in a similar offense, I should say, looks like. And so this was C.J. Stroud talking about what he's learned from kind of that vintage Tom Brady stuff that he's had an opportunity to look at.
Go ahead.
I mean, those clips are always great to watch, somebody do it and at such a high level, just he's not like physically, imposing as well, but he's just mentally, whooping guys, playing and play out. So that's something that I definitely, want to get to that. But like you said, they started back in 2000, 2001, 2003. So, like, it's been a long time. It's been the same offense. So this is my first year. It's not going to be what I watch on film yet, but, you know, I, you know, am sure that one day it will. And I haven't talked to him, but I'm sure if he did, he would have some advice.
You know what that made me think of? Is he going to have the plays on his wrist? You know, the little flip
wristband.
He really wants it. He's getting it. And I think they're bringing him along slowly. He talked about it's not an overnight thing. I could see where they give him ownership, but there's also kind of a safety net there, you know, on his wrist.
That's what I really wanted is that, because we've talked about it, right? First time play caller, first time quarterback within this kind of system.
Yeah.
There is opportunity for difficulty to arise. I mean, again, you're putting a lot on the play of this quarterback, and so there's a lot of places where that's a singular fail point of sorts, where you're getting up to the line, and not only are you taking in the robust amount of kind of plays and offense that I think they're going to have early on,
mm-hmm.
but then you're also now having to do something that he was not allowed or just did not have the opportunity, whatever way you want to put that, to do in previous years, which has come up and diagnosed. And he's talked about taking on not just the responsibility of, you know, the plays, but then also protection. There's a lot there for him to hold on to. So I would actually be very open to the idea of take some things and give him a little bit of a ramp up as well.
No, I want
within
it.
This while he's gaining more of that those reins.
It's not a crutch.
That's important, but yeah,
it's a tool. You know, it's a tool to be able to master this. And I don't even know. I'll let you know if I see it at one of these practices. But I like that. I like the ownership. And the thing I like the most from C.J. Stroud right now is embracing it. Like, he wants the responsibility. That's what your quarterback. That's what you want in your quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it was appreciated. I really appreciated hearing from C.J. Stroud. And, like, early on, it was, I mean, pretty quick for him. I think I didn't take a ton away from it as we get a nice salute from the man himself.
Man, we got a We're Not Worthy. We got a We're Not Worthy
from Cal
McNair. How about that?
And Hannah McNair stopping by.
Just so you know, you are worthy.
Very. Oh, and it seems like Hannah wants to jump on and
No?
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, if she want to salute the listenership here, Cal McNair is going to grace us, give us a little bit of time. He is the owner of your Houston
Boy,
Texans.
Boy, Omar is going to be so mad at
he
us.
He probably, quite possibly. But,
Omar. Is Omar looking? I have to get off if Omar's looking.
Omar is going to be so mad at us.
We'll steal a minute or two from the man himself. The way I'll justify it is when the owner comes to talk to you, I feel like you can't say no. Cal, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Doing quite well. Like, what for you have you noticed in training camp here today, being out here on the grounds?
I've noticed that you guys have the best spot on the whole place with the air conditioner and shade and trade. I mean, we've really upgraded you guys. So
this is a great spot. Look, we are unofficially talking to you right now, so we're not going to get into too many nuts and bolts, but just get a good feel for things. Is this your first day out? I was looking for you yesterday.
I was out yesterday.
You were out yesterday. Yeah. Okay, I didn't see you. Obviously, you know, Joanna's gonna run the show here and get everything taken care of. What are your takeaways early on, just on the feel for the team? I'll leave it very generic.
It's early. It's hard to tell a whole lot. You just see a lot of energy from the guys. And a lot of good execution
mm-hmm.
very early, which is fun to see. There's a lot of talent. You see a lot of talent out there. So
it's a
work in process. I call it a storybook where you have a beginning, introductory chapters, mm-hmm. and we'll have 18, 19, 20 chapters to work through our season this year. And this is just the introductory paragraphs.
A couple of non-football things, because I'm sure we'll talk to you football-related with Omar's approval, and I don't want to get my hands slapped. but new layout. New, somewhat of a new layout here. I'm guessing that's with the fans in mind?
Yeah, we're always looking to improve the experience for the fans. We're really excited to have them out on our first open practice Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So come early. I'll be here early to greet everyone and may have a little bit of something to say, but can't give away anything too much. Or Omar,
are you
going to
cook hamburgers this year?
Hamburgers are on the menu.
Yeah, yeah, baby, we got late. Hamburgers on the menu,
and you're invited.
You're darn right, I'm invited. I'll be there. Listen, so we don't want to keep you, Reggie. I don't know if you have anything else.
No. I was exactly going to ask you what you wanted to tell the fans for Saturday, but you got right to it.
Yeah,
I haven't met this guy before.
Yeah, we
so
haven't
I'm
officially
glad,
made.
I'm glad to see you and meet you officially, and
you're gonna love
look
it.
Forward to
you're gonna
seeing
love
y'all more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Enjoy the day, fine, sir. Tell Hannah hello for us, and you guys have a good one.
Y'all have a great one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Calvin Nair out here on the grounds at the Houston Methodist Training Center. I mean, you never know what can happen out here when you're covering
now Cal's
Texans
nervous.
Training
now
camp.
Cal's nervous about Omar.
That's right. Okay, very good. Oh, man. What were we talking about? Like, Cal and Hannah were just like, no, we need to make sure that we speak to the fans.
Yeah.
Omar coming.
That's right.
You got to keep your head on a swivel when you have the unofficial interviews. But, he's a good dude. Boy, you talk about someone who's changed. Not to get, like, into a topic about Cal McNair, just another little passing thought here. I don't know anybody in Houston football history that has changed their own narrative more than Cal and Hannah McNair, especially Cal. The guy truly, and we've talked to him about this in the past, wasn't even wanting to talk to anyone for a long stretch. And now he's everywhere. He's accessible. Fans love him.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, he's also been a steward of quite a revival. What's happened with the Texans here? As he mentioned, Saturday is the first open practice. I don't know if you have an opportunity to find a ticket somewhere because it's been sold out since damn near when it opened up. And it's going to be fun out here. And what a time, rather, just to be a Houston sports fan, but particularly a Texans fan. This is quite a level of excitement going into a season. I don't know, when's the last time that you felt this particular excitement going in?
Well, especially after what we saw from the defense just a little bit. Another little programming note here, and I'll say it again, as much for Figgy as anyone, practice is over, so keep your head on a swivel for Aziz Alshire.
Yeah, I might want a break right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to do. You're listening to In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I imagine we might have Aziz Alshire. If not, we'll get to the question of the day. But no matter what, you want to keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610.